You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. A new video captures a swarm of locusts moving through the grasslands outside the Eastern Cape in the town of Graaff-Reinet. Philip Kemp, a government contractor in charge of locust control in Graaff-Reinet region, joins us this afternoon. Philip, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you for joining us. Perhaps you could begin by telling us which areas of the Eastern Cape have been affected by the swarm of locusts.
Well, at this stage, the Kam de Boer in Graaff-Reinet, it's an area, mountains, the Kam de Boer mountains, that are very, very, very affected.
Yes. So it's only that particular region?
Yeah. No, I don't know. If they come from Graaff-Reinet or farmers that didn't report it, I really don't know. But there's a big swarm. We tackle him tomorrow morning. It stretches over three farms.
Yes.
It's a big, big, big swarm.
When you say you're tackling it tomorrow morning, what would that entail? How do you tackle this swarm of locusts?
Well, we spray them.
Yes.
Yes, we spray them with Sumi Alpha.
Okay. And then what happens? Does that kill them instantly?
Yes, they kill them.
Yes. And is this something unique? Has anything like this been witnessed before?
That size of swarms? No, never. Never. I sprayed since the 1980s. And this is the first time the size of the swarms is like this now.
Yes.
It's very, very, very big.
And with the size of the swamp, what is the extent of damage at the swamp of this magnitude or size is able to inflict or cause on a daily basis?
Yes. Well, a cat found me now and said all is loosened, all his crops, there's nothing left.
And how long did it take for that to happen?
An hour.
Yeah, wow, that is amazing, an hour.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing left.
There's nothing left, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And in terms of, you know, the number, is it even possible to estimate how many thousands of locusts are in those swamps?
Oh, no, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
That's billions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you spoke about, you know, spraying them and that would kill them. What happens to the dead locusts then?
They lie in the felt. And it do nothing harm. An animal could eat 100 kilograms of it before it is affecting. So there's no harm they do to an animal.
Yes. How long has this situation been going on for?
Now, this is since the beginning of March.
Yes.
It's out of control. Yeah. That's a lot of locusts. We spray every evening, every day, every in the morning. It must be still dark when you spray, because it stands up when the sun is shining.
Yes.
And they flew away.
How quick do locusts breed and, you know, multiply?
Well, all depends on the weather. The last time we sprayed, it was 2008. That was the last outbreak, and then since last year.
Yes.
12 years, there was nothing, no locusts.
Yes. And, you know, in terms of the locusts being in that region, as you indicate that for the last 12 years there's been nothing, but is it a creature that has been found often in that over the years, and what sort of a role do they play in the habitat of the area?
No, they destroy the habitat, that's for sure. But the Sumi Alpha do nothing wrong. That's one of the best poisons I ever worked with.
Yes. When you talk about, you know, tackling it, you may have a team with you. How many are on your team together?
Yeah, we are 6 buckets in Graaff-Reinet.
Yes.
Buckets with 2 sprayers on each bucket. But we must divide the buckets The Kamdubi is not the only farm in the Graaf-Reinet district, you know. We was this morning, we was in the, near Pearson to destroy him.
Yes. And by when do you think you'll have the situation under control?
Well, Maritzburg is coming to help us tomorrow. Of course, that is an enormous swarm. Yeah. There's still guys coming from Maritzburg to help us to destroy the swarm.
Yes. All the best, Philip. Thank you for giving us some insight into this unique situation. It's really something intriguing, and we appreciate you chatting to us and having the perspective of someone who's on the ground and dealing with this issue. Thank you very much. Go well.
And our sprayers are tired, you know.
Yes.
10, 11 o'clock in the evening and 4 o'clock tomorrow morning you start.
Wow, that's a long day.
Yeah. Yeah, for one day it's all right, but for 2-3 days,
yeah, it can.
Then you are tired, eh?
True.
Yes. Okay.
We wish you strength, and we hope that you'll be able to bring it under control.
Have a nice day further.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.